Good morning, everybody. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalin. Thank you for joining me today, everyone. Going to keep this short and succinct because I know you like the fast, straight to it podcasts. So let's today talk about what it feels like when you come out of a toxic relationship. What can you expect to feel and what you can do about it? And I'm talking especially if you really still feel connected to that person and you don't ideally want to end it, but you know you have to because this has been going on again, off again for months, maybe years. And you know in your soul that this is detrimental to your mental health. You know you can't do it. You see the pattern. You see the cycle. You see the way you keep opting back. And then it starts again. You keep thinking things are going to be different. And they never are. And as much as you want it to be different, you have spent so much time trying to make it work. And no matter what you do, it isn't. And I want to give you something to think about as well and to remind yourself of that if it was meant to be, it would be. And it's never that hard. When something is meant for you, you're not in a never-ending battle with it, right? It just isn't meant to be that way. And I think sometimes we can hang on to situations way too long, right? I remember Tony Robbins said this at one of his seminars I went to. It was amazing. And he said that. He said, how many of you have stayed in a relationship way too long? And that can happen. So when it comes to these relationships that we wanted so much, but for whatever reason, there's a lot of toxicity, sometimes abuse, sometimes, you know, a lot of aggression and suffering and pain in these relationships, right? We get to a point where we've done a lot of work on ourselves and we say, right, enough, we have to move on. We have to let this go. So let me share with you some of the things that I know to be true when you're letting go of these relationships. So first of all, the number one thing that you're going to experience, of course, is grief. You're going to feel the waves of sadness, the waves of regret, the waves of pain. This is all part of the healing. And I think sometimes we go down hard on ourselves because we think, why am I feeling so upset? This person didn't treat me right. It's not what I wanted. Why does it hurt so much? Well, the reason it hurts so much is because it wasn't all bad, was it? There were times when this person was the greatest. And in those moments, you just think, why couldn't it have been that? And so we're grieving the loss because loss is still loss, no matter what you're letting go of. When you've had any kind of connection, any kind of weight in that relationship, when you lose that, or rather you release that relationship, you are going to feel that. So expect to feel grief, expect to feel those waves of emotion. Sometimes you'll move through your day and you'll feel really good and you'll feel like, I actually feel okay, it's good. And the next thing you know, you're overcome with some sadness. It's all part of the healing process. Just because it was toxic doesn't mean the grieving process is any less, any more easy, right? In fact, sometimes it's harder because it was so intermittent when you're even in the relationship, right? And so, you know, give yourself permission to feel that so you will feel the grief. The second thing that you are likely to feel in, well, you may feel or you may not, you may feel relief. There may feel as though that a big weight has been lifted from you. And this is a really good feeling, actually, if you're at that place where you feel that sense of, it's like you've just gotten out of jail almost. It's almost like you know that this wasn't right. It's like your body can now breathe. And so expect to feel those moments of relief. And that is a good thing, right? We want to feel that. It doesn't always happen straight away, especially if you're quite enmeshed in that relationship. I feel like the grieving and the sadness can sort of overwhelm a little bit, but there will come a time that you do start feeling a sense of relief. And often that can be quite early on, right? Especially if you have been the one that instigated the breakup. Sometimes we can be the ones that instigate it, or we say we can't do it anymore. And then that person turns around and goes, I beat you to it kind of thing. And then, so it's kind of like you've you've both ended it or something, but it doesn't matter. There, that sense of relief is still something that you can expect to feel. The next thing that you may notice, kind of similar, but you may notice that you do have an array of emotions, these mixed emotions that go from this feeling of, gosh, I'm so glad I'm free, and you feel so good in different parts of the day. And the next moment, this sense of like, almost like fear and sadness that person is no longer gone from your life. And I think that sort of feels a lot stronger when you know in your soul that there is no way that you can opt back into that situation ever again. Because one thing that can happen with toxic relationship patterns is it is very difficult to break away from these cycles. And so oftentimes when you're breaking up with someone, it's not the first time, it's like the fifth time, the sixth time, the tenth time sometimes. And there is a part of you that on all those other times knows it's over, but you're almost susceptible to them coming back and opting back in. But when you get to that place in your life where you go, there is no way on earth I can ever opt back in, no matter how much I want to, for that initial chemistry connection maybe, or whatever it is, you know that that relationship is not going to be good for you because it hasn't been. And so I feel like that mixed emotion that you will feel is very real thing to sort of fluctuate in between the feelings of you're free, I'm done, I, you know, to, oh my God, like I miss him, I miss them. Oh, and it feels quite destabilizing. Just be okay with that. Like, be okay that you may not feel great straight away. Well, you won't feel great straight away, but you are going to go through those waves and just move through it. Okay. The next thing you may notice is when you come out of this toxic relationship is a sense of needing to connect to the world again, like to reconnect with people, to build new relationships, friendships. I'm not a big believer in going straight onto dating. However, I think it depends how long that relationship was ending for. I know people that have been trying to leave their relationships for years, and they say that they did go onto a dating app straight away. And some of these people met someone quite quickly because for them, it died a long time ago. And even though it took, you know, a while to leave. And so that can be a thing sometimes for some people, but other times it is a case of meet and connect with new friends or old friends, find things that you want to do, reconnect with yourself, get to know yourself again, like spend time with yourself, like expect to want to do that as well. Like recognize that oftentimes when you're in a toxic relationship, your world is so much about that relationship and you don't have a lot of other things going on in your life. Maybe your work, and then you've seen that person so much and you don't have a lot of a big social circle. That is definitely something that happens when you're in those types of relationships. So this is a good time now to want to be doing that connecting and getting out there again and meeting new people, trying new things. So I'm not going to say don't go on the dating apps, but I'm going to just say be mindful of where you're at. Like check in with your feelings. Like how are you feeling? Like would this be a good thing or not a good thing for you right now? And just be gentle with yourself because this is a time where there is a lot of changes going on. So they are the main types of things that you can expect to feel. Of course, everyone experiences, you know, a mixed bag of their own emotions. Because like I say, some people are leaving a relationship for the third time. Some people are leaving it for the 10th time. This may be the first time, but wherever you're at, there are some things that I feel you can put in place to help you through this time. And one of the most important things I feel in this process, when you walk out of a toxic situation and you have made a decision that you are going to put yourself first, that you are not going to live like this no more, no matter how much you have good times with that person, how much you've cared about that person, you know you don't want to grow old like this. The most important thing I believe you can do is have a therapist or a coach or someone with you on this journey. It is so freaking key. I cannot even tell you the times in my own life when I tried to do this by myself and I just couldn't seem to get too far, especially if there's a pattern of that person reconnecting to you. You want to be able to know what you need to do, and you don't want to be falling back into the old patterns again and opting back. And just being able to work through your emotions, work through, you know, where you're going. Having that therapist is so key. It is a must, in my opinion. The second thing I suggest, if possible, and it's not always possible if there are children involved, but if you can go no contact, as in, like, make this final. Like, if you've got stuff at their house, or they've got stuff at your house, or you've got things that need to be sorted, like, sort it out. Because if you don't sort them out, there's reasons to contact and reconnect. And of course, you can put yourself in a vulnerable position where you can end up in that situation again. So you don't want to be doing that, right? So the no contact rule, being able to just cut all ties and know that this is what you need to do for your own mental health, your own physical health, and just for your own well-being all over. Because it's now time, right? And you, the best way is to have no connection with that ex. I know myself that it's very easy to slip back if and when they show up and they say they're sorry again. You know the pattern. You know it's never going to change. They are never going to change. And that is something I want you to hear really loud and clear. So the no contact is super important. The next thing is, of course, to lean on your family and friends. Like, let your friends know where you're at, what's going on for you. And just, you know, let them be your soft place to fall at this time. I mean, we've all got a person in our life, haven't we? A family member, a friend that we know we can lean on. And do that. Like, they want, your friends want the best for you. And they'll know that this is something that you have been wanting and needing. And just know that you can lean on them, okay? The next thing that I would suggest is also to make sure that you're moving your body every single day, whether that's like a 10-minute walk or just doing some, you know, exercises, stretches in your own home, or just, but just movement in itself is so healthy. Like, even like a running on the spot, like skipping, just something like that. Because basically, when you are doing that, you are releasing all that energy of what is going on. You want that energy to go somewhere, right? You want that, you know, you're dealing with a lot of emotion. So to release it, to let it out, is going to be really healthy for you. So very important to move your body every single day. Like, my thing is, like, I am a big beach person. Like, I get to that beach and just, yeah, just, but movement, very important. And the next point that I am going to make is, when you get those moments, I just want to highlight this point. When you get those moments, guys, of feeling like hopeful about the future, and you, because you will get those, you'll get these moments where you feel like, yes, like, I'm feeling better. Just lean into that and go into those possibilities. Like, you can have now what you choose. You are so much more awake now, so much more aware than you ever were, which is why you're making these decisions now, that you are going to get to choose the type of person you want to be with. This is a great time to, you know, your single season, your single chapter in your life, where you get to know yourself and decide, what do I really want in my relationship? What is it that I'm going to choose for myself from this moment forward? And that is super exciting. So really make the most of those times when it comes up, and lean into that. And so on that note, I will finish up this podcast. I don't want to make it like too in depth here, because I have a program for you if you are wanting to have someone with you on your own journey out of this toxic situation. I have been there. I know this path, and I know what is needed in order to break these patterns, break these cycles, so you actually can have the life that you choose. So I'm going to love you and leave you guys. But just as a reminder, please check out all my other podcasts that you can listen to on here. There are over 260 podcasts. I am here for you. Go to Instagram, Sally Kalen, connect with me. I offer a free initial call to see if my program would be something that you are seeking. And I'm going to send you love, and I will be back with a new podcast in a couple of days.